Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hello from Chicago. I'm Roy Leonard. We've got an hour to share together with a very special guest today, Mr. Burt Reynolds. I thought you'd appreciate that.
It was very cute. It really was cute, Roy.
Hey, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's good to see you again. It was
good
about
to you.
What, 6 months?
Put your clothes on, Roy.
Yep. Listen, let's get something right. We got to get something straight right from the start here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A lot of talk around America. There's been a lot written in columns about Burt Reynolds and a forthcoming issue of Cosmopolitan magazine that is, I guess, the women's answer to Playboy. There's a picture of a guy in here, sans clothing, and there's some rumor around that it's Burt Reynolds.
Not me.
Not you.
No, that's a handsome devil there. Who is that?
But you have, frankly, you haven't talked too much about it, I know. What can you say, or what can't you say?
Well, I think it's if you pardon the expression, it's out. I think everybody knows it's me, so I might as well cop out and say it's me. And when you do something like that, the original reason I did it was because of, number one, it was going to be the first time anybody ever did it, which kind of appealed to me a lot. Also, I thought it would be a lot of fun. But I realized I'm going to get a lot of flack from it, and I'm going to have to take an awful lot of kidding and get on airplanes and having guys whistle and that kind of thing. But that's all part of it, and you got to be able to handle that part of it, too. But so far, it's been fun. I had no idea that the reaction was going to be quite as much as it has been so far.
It is an amazing thing. Last Wednesday, 1 week ago, we talked to Burt just before one of the rehearsals at the Arlington Park Theater. He's appearing there in The Rainmaker, by the way. We're going to talk about that today. But we talked to Burt, and we came up with the idea of Burt autographing maybe a few of the centerfolds of this coming issue of Cosmopolitan. He agreed to do that. He agreed to autograph 20 of them. So we asked the ladies who thought they might want a copy to send in a card. And you are going to, in the next hour, literally, from thousands of postcards, draw 20. In fact, do you want to do the first one right now?
Sure.
All right, draw the first card right now. And this will be the first recipient of a personally autographed centerfold from this month's Cosmopolitan by Burt Reynolds.
I'm reaching in here into the bag and pulling out. My goodness sakes. This is Janine. This is a wonderful name here.
Beautiful name.
And,
right? Let's see. Let's try. My pronunciation isn't that good either, but I'd say Andrzejewski.
I beg your pardon.
Andrzejewski.
Andrzejewski. Oh, yes, you little W. Janine Andrzejewski. And I'm not going to read the address here, but I'm jotting it down in my mind.
Okay.
And I also have the phone number here.
All right, that's number one.
That's number one.
All right.
Little Janine there.
19 to go.
Okay.
Now, come on, level with me. Was there any doubt in your mind? Did you ever say, no, I won't do... Well, did somebody ask you to do this, by the way?
No, I picketed and tried to get the job.
Come on. How did it happen?
Yes, Helen Gurley Brown asked me to do it when I was on the... She was on the Tonight Show with me. And I was hosting the show, and she told me about the idea, and they did originally take... There was a very well-known movie actor who they took pictures of originally, who was going to be the centerfold, and then they looked at the pictures and decided not, and he is now going to the analyst every day. And then they approached a few other people, and when she asked me about it, I said, no, definitely not, unless it was done with a great deal of fun, and I could have fun doing it, you know. And if I could pick the picture. And she said yes. So I did, and I am... this is not the picture I picked, by the way.
Oh, really?
No, it isn't.
A little argument about that?
Well, no. What can you do? That's part of it. If you decide you're going to do that kind of thing, you got to take all the garbage that goes along with it. The one I picked, I was laughing hysterically, and had a much more sense of fun about it than this one does. This one is my number three, I Am Pearl look.
Oh, I see.
And I'm afraid that a lot of people might look at it and say who does that, who does he really think he is, and that really wasn't the idea. The idea was to really kind of do a takeoff on Playboy, which really I thought was marvelous. I thought they were going to take pictures of me in the shopping market, you know, saying, "Gosh, oh golly gee, I want to be a starlet someday," you know? and then the picture, which would have really been fun, but. Apparently it doesn't matter. Apparently the magazine is going to sell anyway.
Yeah, I think it is. From the response that we've had from the postcards that were sent in and from the news dealers that I have talked to here in Chicago. Actually, Cosmopolitan, this April issue with Bird in the centerfold doesn't come out until, the 24th? You know, the 24th of this month, so it's still a few days away, 9 days away, and there are news dealers who have who have ordered a couple of hundred extra copies, and they're all spoken for. You will notice when the 24th arrives, there will be women lined up in front of newsstands all over Chicago.
Yes, you will notice that on the 25th, I will be in hiding.
Burt Reynolds is here. He is appearing, by the way, in a play, The Rainmaker, at the Arlington Park Theater. We went out to see the show last night, and there's a lot to talk about this young man, because although he has become, I guess you would call him the new sex symbol in America.
Are you kidding?
And you have.
Oh,
I mean,
stop
it. Of course you have. Look around you.
Mm-hmm.
We always judge the popularity of our guests by the number of people who step into the control room to see him. Do you know we've got a couple of
they're all friends of mine.
We've got ushers out there selling tickets to the control room today.
Uh-huh.
So I have a feeling for those of you who are lucky enough to have tickets to see The Rainmaker with Burt Reynolds and Lois Nettleton in a great cast. Some of you may be surprised. You watch Burt on a late-night television show, or you watch him with Sonny and Cher, or on any of his guest shots, and I don't think you have had an opportunity to show that, well, maybe since the Dan August days or some of the series, that you are an actor, and you do know your craft, and you do rather well.
Aren't you sweet?
No, you do well, and the cast is great that you have to work with.
It's a great cast.
And you obviously are having fun.
Oh, I have a great time. It's a 1972 Rainmaker.
There are a few lines in there that weren't written, I know.
We jazzed him up a little bit, but you really can't change it much, right? Because it's very, very well written, and I really wouldn't want to change it.
You know, you do something, however, that you should be complimented for, and I think the other members of the cast should be complimented, too. There are some people who come to Arlington Park Theater, and there were a few there last night, who frankly come to see Burt Reynolds. Now, they haven't come to see The Rainmaker. They haven't come to see Burt Reynolds as The Rainmaker. And frankly, when you come on, it's, you know, the squeals and the screams and the hollers. And in a couple of beautiful scenes that you have with Lois Nettleton, the audience is, in some cases, rather not as attentive as they should be.
They're rude, actually.
I'm glad you said it.
Well, they are. They're rude because she's working like the devil, and I work very hard in it to be as real and as honest as possible. But at the same time, you know me, I can't take too many things serious, Roy. And I still have a good time. But Lois happens to be, I think, probably one of the best actresses I've ever worked with in my life. And it's very difficult when we're in the tack room trying to do a love scene when some girl is groping me on the leg saying, "Hi, baby," you know, and we're trying to do dialogue, you know.
Well, this is what I was getting at. The thing that you and Lois and the other members of the cast do is, as performers, you stay with it. I mean, you attempt, and like last night, you didn't let it shake you. You continued on.
Well, if I acknowledge anybody, then the play is out the window, unfortunately.
Is that
true? I would love to do it. Well, it wouldn't be out the window for me, because I would like to do it that way. I just like to turn and chat every now and then. But I think it would be out the window for everybody else, and that's really not why they're there, Roy. It happens to be a terrific play, and everybody's marvelous in it, and she happens to have a tremendous following here in Chicago. You know, she is from
Chicago.
She's
a local girl, right?
And I don't think everybody comes there to see the Indian. I think they come there to see her, too.
No, the majority come to see The Rainmaker, but unfortunately, there are some who...
Who come to see me?
Yes.
You have a way of saying the best things at the dumbest times.
I've heard that line before. It's a good line from the show. Burt Reynolds is here today. He will be appearing at Arlington Park Theater through this month in The Rainmaker. But he's also making movies. And in fact, didn't I read in somebody's column that a young lady was visiting you here in Chicago?
Diane Cannon,
yeah.
Healthy devil.
Yes, we just saw a motion picture with Diane Cannon, in which you saw a great deal of Diane Cannon.
Oh, really?
A thing called Such Good Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Otto Preminger directed.
Wonderful man.
Have you ever worked for him?
No, I couldn't work for Otto. I know him socially, but the first time he called me a dumb SOB, I'd throw him out of a window and the picture would be over. I really, the business isn't that important to me that somebody can call me or anybody else. I mean, he picks on people and he's very unkind to little people, which I don't like at all. And I really couldn't work for him. But, and he was very, she had a rough time with him too. You know.
Oh, indeed. In fact, she said she would never work with him again.
Yeah.
He was on our show just about 2 months ago, and I asked him about that. I said, you know, how do you feel about the comments made? And he said, look, Diane Cannon is an actress. I directed her. She did exactly what I wanted her to do in the motion picture, and he had nothing else to say.
Well, socially, he is a charming, funny, delightful man. I like to be around him. But acting is reacting, that's true. But if you have to make somebody cry, I don't think you need to, you know, to insult them or tell them how ugly their child is or whatever to make them cry. I think if you're a professional actor that you can cry. I just go look at the sun for a little bit. Or I pull some hair out of my nose. That always does it.
The Rainmaker is at the Arlington Park Theater. It's a play from which they made a big musical called 110 in the Shade, for those of you who remember the musical. It's a beautiful play, and there are some great, there's some very tender moments in there, some moments that you reach some rather dramatic heights, Mr. Reynolds.
Well, I hit them one night. I was the second, I guess, yeah, the opening night, Thursday night, was the best I've ever been in the play. We had a standing ovation that night. I haven't hit them since then because I really, I'm very kind of hot and cold in it, and it depends on, really, on how much fun I'm having with the audience, too. I wasn't, last night certainly wasn't one of my better nights, but I've had some nights when I've been very proud of The Rainmaker and what he's all about, and he's a dreamer, and he's a very interesting guy, I hope.
Speaking of interesting guys, I'd like to find out a little bit about Burt Reynolds. We haven't talked for about 6 months. A lot has happened. You've been doing a lot of television work. There's you've made some cameo roles in movies since you were last in town. Where is Burt Reynolds heading?
I don't know. I've been so busy. You know, you wait 15 years, as I did, and I've done just about everything in this business, from falling off of horses to, you know, under five, as they say, lines. And this year has been phenomenal, because I've always been a big, big fan of Carol Burnett's, and suddenly found myself doing the Carol Burnett Show, and if anybody told me I would ever be a guest on the Carol Burnett Show 5 years ago, I'd said you were crazy. I did the Sonny and Cher show, and I just did a cameo in Everything You Want to Know About Sex, we're afraid to ask. And that was crazy, because Woody Allen is insane, and it was fun.
Did you know Woody before working on this movie? Had you met him or worked with him in any way?
I had never met him. He called me on the phone, and I was doing Fuzz, and he said, this is Woody Allen, and I said, yeah, and this is Grandma Moses. And then I realized it was Woody Allen, and he said, I'm a big fan of yours, and will you be in my movie? And I said, yeah, I'll do anything. And he said, do you want to talk about billing and money? I said, no, I don't care about that. I just want to be in your movie. So if I told you what I played in the picture, you wouldn't believe me anyway. I mean, it's absolutely incredible what he's done with this book. I can only say that the sets were built by the people that did The Fantastic Voyage. And we are inside a male portion of the body.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be talking on the phones now with anybody who wants to talk to Burt Reynolds. And incidentally, I'm sorry, we cannot repeat the names of the folks whose cards we have drawn. I wish we could, but if we do that, we'll run out of time to do everything. So if you don't get your autographed copy of Cosmopolitan in the mail, say, by next Wednesday, you'll just have to buy one, which is a terrible thing. Hello, this is Roy Leonard with Burt Reynolds.
How do you do?
I'm
probably the one that asked to have the names repeated because my radio went out on me just at the time when you were calling off the first name. But I do have tickets to go see Bert on Easter Sunday. And I'm going to bring along a copy of the picture. If you sign it then, I'd appreciate it.
On Easter Sunday? Oh, of course I will.
How old are you, Bert?
I beg your pardon.
Would you mind repeating?
No, I don't mind at all. I'm 22. No, I'm 36.
That sounds more like it.
Okay.
Yes, I hope you'll make rain come that night. It wouldn't make any difference to me.
I'll do my best.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
All righty, bye-bye. Hi.
Hello, Mr. Leonard. I'd like to tell you I enjoy your show very much.
Thank you.
And my husband and I have been fans of Burt Reynolds ever since he appeared in Dan August. And we have tickets to see him on March the 30th. I have two questions. The first question is there any possibility that I can talk with him after the play on March the 30th?
We'll let him answer that.
Okay. Sure.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, of course there is. I mean, if you don't mind waiting around a little bit, because usually there's a few people there, but I'd love to talk to you.
Where?
Just backstage. There's usually sometimes there's a line, and, you know, after the day, there may not be anybody there at all. After this edition comes out.
No,
I'd love to talk to you.
All you have to do is look for a huge mob of people, and they're standing there waiting to say hi to Bert. Or
okay.
At least there were 175 last night, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but he's a very patient guy.
Okay, and the second question is there any possibility that you might be able to come over to our home for dinner? We'd love to have you.
Well, I'd love to come. The only problem is I don't know when I could come to your dinner. When is your dinner?
Whenever is convenient for you.
Well, can we talk about it when you come to the theater?
Okay, but that's on March the 30th, and you're leaving April the 2nd.
Well, I've still got a couple of days left.
I don't believe I'm even asking you these questions. I can't believe it. I don't even believe I'm talking to you. I just really can't believe it.
No, I get some invitations to dinner every now and then, and I go, and I usually meet some very nice ladies and husbands, and I would like to talk to you.
Well, you like Italian food, right?
I love Italian food.
Okay. I'm a great Italian cook.
You are?
Yes.
Terrific.
Okay, it's been real nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. Hi, this is the Roy Leonard Show. Burt Reynolds is here today.
Hi. I'm a Burt Reynolds fan from way back from Hawk days, and I'm all tongue-tied here.
do you watch Hawk?
Yeah.
You and my mother and I were the only three that ever watched that show. That's very nice of you to be a fan that long. That's a long time.
Yes, I'm about probably one of your original fans.
Well, thank you.
My husband and I are coming to see you Friday night.
Well, thank you.
And that's my birthday present. It was last week.
I shall give you a birthday kiss.
Oh, I faint.
No, you won't. And your husband will give me a hit in the chops.
No, he wouldn't. He's a little guy. You could take care of
him. Oh, well, in that case, I'll give you one.
And my name is in the barrel.
It's in the barrel?
Yeah, if it isn't picked out, I'd like to have a sneak copy of it also.
You shall have one.
Hanging in my bedroom.
Uh-huh.
Well, wait a minute. Now, can I ask you something about this? Do you mind if I interrupt, Mr.
Yes,
Reynolds?
I do.
Well, I'm going to anyway.
Oh.
You have...
You act like it's your show or something.
You have the centerfold of Cosmopolitan up on the wall in the bedroom?
Yes, I do.
Oh, what does your husband say about this?
He thinks it's great. He goes along with me with it.
Hmm.
He thinks I'm a little flaky, but he...
Well, I mean, he probably has pictures in the garage of Raquel or something.
Yeah, he subscribes to Playboy, so...
Yeah, Raquel and I went to the same doctor for the silicone.
Anyway, thank you for calling.
And I'd like to know if my name isn't picked at birth, if I bring my picture, if he'll autograph
it. If you bring it, I'll sign it, I promise.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi, this is Roy Leonard and Burt Reynolds.
Hi, I'd like to talk to Burt Reynolds, please.
Hi there.
Hi. Oh, you got a sexy voice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Oh, you're not married.
Are you married?
Yes.
Oh.
Next call.
I want to say I'm one of the unlucky ones that sent in a postcard. My name hasn't been drawn, and my husband's got the basement plastered with the centerfold of all these girls from Playboy.
Well, we haven't finished drawing yet.
I know you're doing
might
that.
Get you yet. What's your name?
My chances would be.
What's your first name?
Joanne.
I'll do my best. I'm just reaching back there with my hand and grabbing. But I beg your pardon. But if I find a Joanne, it'll be you, I hope.
I hope it would be.
All right.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Joanne. Bye-bye. Well, since his last visit, since Burt Reynolds dropped in on the Roy Leonard Show, the current issue of Cosmopolitan has hit the newsstands. There isn't a copy left in the world anywhere. And every woman in the world has had a chance to see that centerfold. And I wonder what the general overall reaction around America is.
Is that all there is? Is that all there is?
That's my joke.
Yeah, no, I stole it from the Tonight Show.
If that's all there is, my friend, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have involved. If that's all there is.
No.
Listen, I figured if the Tonight Show could use an opening similar to that that we used on the Roy Leonard Show a few weeks ago, you wouldn't mind if we took one of your lines from the opening monologue Monday night and used it to open the show today.
Somehow it was nicer when I did it on myself.
Hey, welcome back. You're leading kind of a hectic schedule, young man.
Yes,
flying
I am.
Back and forth to California, Florida,
yeah.
New York. Any ratings in on Monday night yet?
Yeah, the overnight rating was a 43 share, which is the highest in the history of the show.
That is great.
And I was thrilled about it.
Sure.
Especially we were opposite an Elvis Presley picture.
Wow.
I was watching that.
Anyway, all of Chicago was watching, and a lot of Chicago has been getting out to the Arlington Park Theater to see Bert and Lois Nettleton and a wonderful cast and a great show. I guess it's really turned out to be an experience for you.
It's been phenomenal for me, and I must say that... the majority, I mean 99.9% of the reaction to the fold-out has been absolutely marvelous because they all have laughed and giggled and found the humor in it. That little percentage that's left, I have to be very honest and say it bothers me. It hurts, you know, because they say some of the darndest things. I mean, really unbelievable things in letters. I mean, that someone would sit down and take the time to write, type. Some of them are typed, and very few are signed. The most obscene things that you can imagine, and at the bottom of the obscene words, all four-letter words about what a rotten, you know, guy I am to do it, it's always signed something like, "And you are a very obscene person."
Yeah, it's a shame. Wasn't it... I think, wasn't it President Kennedy who said something about if we ever lose the ability to laugh at ourselves, we will have lost something that we'll never be able to gain back?
Well, that's very true. And I've been laughing at myself ever since I was old enough to see myself on film. And hey, I certainly don't... I didn't do it, you know, because I wanted to corrupt the morals of America, because I don't really think anybody's that important, and certainly not this.
You said that you'd come back if we would allow you to... You probably would have come back anyway, but you made the suggestion that it would be nice to just talk to people on the phone.
Yeah.
You know, not get into any of the deep philosophical discussions that you usually like to enter into at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
All right, we'll do that. Do you girls want to talk to Burt Reynolds, or you guys, or anybody? The number is 591-4090. If you will pick up the little red phone there.
The red phone here.
Put that to your ear. Let's see what all America wants to ask Burt Reynolds. Hello there.
Hi.
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 Hi there.
How are you, Burt?
I'm terrific.
Fine. I remembered what you said. You like to be first in things. Well, I guess I am today talking to you.
Yes, you are.
Listen, I just want to publicly say what a nice fella you are. And, what a great performance in The Rainmaker. We saw you Sunday. We met you after the show at 3 o'clock, at the 3 o'clock performance.
Oh, thank you.
Uh-huh. I don't know if you remember, we were backstage with my sister Karen. We gave you a little poem.
Yes. Oh, it was a terrific poem. I have it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you. Well, I just want to say I thought the cast was very good, and I'm wondering if you have plans to do anything with Lois Nettleton in the future.
I'd love to have plans to do something with Lois, but...
Would you rephrase that question a little bit, please?
Came out right.
No, I as you very well know, I think she's one of the best actresses in America, and I would love to work with her again. I'm doing a movie after the next movie in Arkansas, and there's a part that would be very good for her, and I'm pushing for it.
I really hope that she gets it.
I do, too. She's a super, terrific. Super girl.
And the whole cast was good. Bob Heckman played a marvelous part, and the boy that played Jim?
Bob Early.
Yes, he was very good.
A handsome devil.
But it was a very good show, and the people at Arlington were very, very nice people. We had a marvelous day there. Nothing but good things to say about the whole
thing. Thank you very much.
And thank you for calling today. You were first. Okay.
Bye, Bert.
Bye, Don.
It's 14 minutes after 1. Burt Reynolds is here. I'm Roy Leonard, and I know you don't want to talk to me, so go ahead. I don't... That's all right.
Mr. Reynolds?
Yes.
I would like to know, are you going to leave the show right after the 7 o'clock show Sunday, or will you have time to sign my proof sheet?
Your proof sheet? Yes, I do. I've seen a lot of those lately.
Yes, that's
some awesome. Sneaky devil printed a lot of those, didn't he?
Well, this is a good one. No, this is the original.
Oh.
The original is the one that printed it.
Oh.
In fact, I had it over 2 months ago.
You did?
Yes, but I didn't pass it around. I was good.
Well, yeah, I'd be glad to. I'm not going to fly right out. I'm going to fly out the next day.
Yeah. Would you like to do a movie along the lines of the Cary Grant, Katharine Hepburn comedies?
Yeah. I certainly would. Absolutely love it.
Well, what type of actress would you, do a movie like that with?
Somebody
that you would, enjoy.
Diane Keenan.
Really?
No, I don't know who I'd do with. I'd like to do it with a very fresh comedian type actress, but I...
Raquel Welch.
Oh, yeah, she's funny.
Excuse me, didn't I read somewhere that you were going to do a movie with Diane?
I'm doing a movie with her next, yeah.
Right, yeah.
But it's not Cary Grant, it's more... Humphrey Bogart type thing, yeah. Cary Grant is, in terms of doing light comedy, I think is the best there ever was. He still is the best.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was a male war bride. I could do that.
Hey, thanks. And it's good of you to call. We want to get as many folks on the line as we can.
We'll see you Sunday.
Thank you, honey.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. 16 minutes after 1. Patience has been rewarded. You can talk to Burt Reynolds now.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm terrific.
Good. We're so happy that you've been coming back to Chicago and doing all the plays.
Well, thank you.
Good. I'd like to know, Bert, you said you're part Italian.
Yes.
Could you tell us what, is it your mother or dad?
It's my mother is Italian. She's really not from the old country. She's second generation Italian.
Oh, what kind of Italian?
Well, she's from Milano.
Oh, how nice.
And she's a... very fiery, kind of crazy, marvelous mother. My father's half American Indian, and he stands in the corner and smokes cigars. No, he's terrific. He's a very funny man, and they're really thrilled about what's been happening the last year, and very happy for me. And I see so many Italian people at the play that are constantly coming up and asking me for dinner because I'm always saying I love Italian food, I've been going a couple of places, and I must say it's a great change from the hotel. Eating a club sandwich every day is not too thrilling.
You're a pretty wonderful person, and everybody thinks wonderful of you.
Thank you very much.
Good.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Good afternoon. This is the Roy Leonard Show with a special guest. Hello?
Hello.
Yeah. You were waiting so long, you forgot what you were waiting for.
I sure did.
What? Do you remember who our guest is today?
Burt Reynolds.
Yeah, well, he's waiting to talk with you.
Hello.
Bert?
Yeah.
No, I'm a nervous wreck.
No, you're not.
I just wanted to know, is there any place I can get any tickets to see your show?
Well, honey, I wish there was. I get a lot of letters from people saying that they saw the last time I was in town and they're fans, and they're really sincere letters, and they want to come to the play, and I wish I could do something about it, but I really can't. They're totally sold out.
How about on the catwalk?
meet me on the sidewalk, and I'll do two or three lines for you.
I have one other thing to say. I just saw you on Lee Phillips, and I was so glad to see such a serious, level-headed side of you, and you're saying so many of the things that you believe in. And also, when someone asked you about Dinosaur,
mm-hmm.
I think you're such a gentleman.
Thank you.
Your private life private, that's the way it should be.
Well, she's
a fine
she's
and a funny man.
Thank you very much. She's a very sophisticated, lovely lady, and she doesn't really deserve to be associated with a male pinup.
Thank you for calling.
Can I say one more thing, please?
Sure.
You made my 10th anniversary a little extra special for me.
Thank you very much.
I have your autograph, and even though a little fuss was made, I'm the lady that was sitting above you at the after hours in Mount Prospect.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, your husband wondered why the heck they took the table away from him, and he had a perfect right to. His name is Nick, right? What's your husband's name, Nick?
Pardon me?
What's your husband's name?
Tony.
Tony. Right. No, it was Tony or Nick?
Pat.
And Pat.
Right, my name is Pat.
Your name is Pat. Thank you, Pat. And tell Tony I'm sorry about that whole situation.
It's okay.
You okay.
My anniversary is special.
Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Pat. May I just interject a very brief story about Miss Dinah Shore, and if you are speaking with her in the near future, you might tell her that
She did something a number of years ago that was a very kind and warm thing to do. I had just been in the business about 3 or 4 years, and Dinah was flown to Boston to one of these cocktail parties where all the disc jockeys are invited, mm-hmm. and it's a I don't know how anybody remembers who they meet, but anyway, we shook hands, and I was introduced, and she had a pair of earrings on. They were just really a round, silver shell-like, and I complimented her on it. I said, they're very beautiful earrings, Dinah, mm-hmm. and that was all. About a month later, to our house, in a little box, arrived a duplicate pair of earrings that she had sent to my wife.
Yeah.
It's
very nice lady. I have so many earrings at home that I wear all the time. She's always doing that.
You have your talent abounds, Burt Reynolds.
Abounds.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yes, I do.
Hello, this is Roy Leonard and Burt Reynolds. Are you calling long distance?
Yes, I'm calling from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Your bill, madam, is $5.42.
It's $5,000. It's worth every single penny to talk to Burt.
Good gosh, thank you.
Hi, Burt.
Hello there. What's your name?
My name is Marianne McKinnon.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi. And I just want to know, I am one of your big fans.
Thank you.
And I had two advanced pictures of your foldouts, one of which I took to the beauty shop with me.
Mm-hmm.
Did not give it back to me. They hung it up on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
The second one I carry around my purse with me. It just came back from Little Rock, Arkansas this last weekend because my sister couldn't get a copy down there and I had to take it down to show her.
Snuck it down to Arkansas, did you?
Right.
Oh, yeah, they took it off the stands down there.
And my husband called me long distance from Fort Wayne this morning to tell me that you were going to be on the show. So I took a late lunch hour from work just to come home to try to talk to you.
Thank you very, very much. That's really very nice of you to do that.
And I missed you on Carson the other night because I was tired and went to bed early, and I'm still kicking myself.
Will that be one of the repeats? Do they ever repeat the guest shots?
They don't repeat the guest shots.
I'm going to watch for it.
Well,
how about a fountain of letters to NBC and saying, why not?
I'll start by calling all my friends.
Oh, thank you. Listen, that's very sweet of you to call from Milwaukee.
Well, I just wanted to ask you also if you enjoy this terrible, horrible weather that we're having up here.
You know, I just was looking at the trees coming over here, and they're covered with snow, and they were so gorgeous, really beautiful. And I enjoy that part of it.
You do?
Yeah. Well, driving down here was not a big thrill. It was like going to the dentist.
We had about 3 inches of snow here in Milwaukee this morning.
Really?
Yeah. So it's pretty bad.
It's only one thing to do on a day like today.
Stay home.
Let's talk on the radio.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye, Bert.
Bye.
We have a snow bunny in our midst today.
Snow bunny there.
Hello there. This is the Roy Leonard Show, and you're talking to Burt Reynolds.
Yes, Roy?
Yes.
Hello.
Hi there.
I'm calling for my wife, Roy. She hasn't got the guts to talk to Bert, so I've got a question for him.
Okay.
Do you realize what you're doing to us, Bert?
No, I don't.
No, my wife says I lost all my sex appeal.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, that's what she said.
What's your first name?
Tony.
Tony? That's not true. I don't believe it.
Yeah, since that photo, my mother-in-law bought 3 of the books, one for my wife, one for her, and one for her. And I'm living it down now.
That's terrific, Tony. I'm living it down, too. I got to live it down the rest of my life.
Yeah, but you're making money for it. I lost my wife.
No, I didn't make a cent. I'll take your wife.
You can have her.
The Swap Shop of the Air on WGN Chicago.
Well, you tell your mother-in-law that I love her dearly, and you tell your wife that she's a very nice lady. And, Tony, you're a funny fella, and you got a good sense of humor to be able to do this, because most of the guys just walk up and hit me right in the chops.
No, they wouldn't do that.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Tony. Bye-bye. 25 minutes after 1. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, hello there.
Oh, it's me. I want to talk to Burt Reynolds, please.
Hi, me.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Fine. I'm a hairdresser.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And just like the other girl, they put the picture up at the beauty shop.
Yes.
Yours went up, too.
Right up there.
I put it up there.
What's the reaction there?
Fantastic.
Is it really?
Yeah, you should see everybody when they sit down because they don't expect it. And they sit there and go, oh, my God, you've got one.
Uh-huh. That's not what they say about the picture.
No. They said you should get one. It's more or less the reaction. But they all loved it.
Thank you very much.
And I wrote you a letter about 3 weeks ago inviting you over for dinner, and I never heard anything.
Well, honey, you know, I don't know how to say this and make it sound modest, so I'm not going to try to. I've been getting about 1,000 letters a day, and honest to God, I promise you that you will get an answer, because I'm not going to have a lot to do when this play is over, I'll be, you know, free for maybe a week or so, and I'm going to sit down and answer every letter that I can. And as far as all those dinner invitations are concerned, you know, if my career does its usual thing, after about a year from now, I'll be trying to find places to eat.
Oh, I'd be glad to help you anytime.
He's keeping addresses and phone numbers.
Yes, I am.
Good. The phone number was in there. But there's another thing. If you're hungry after the show, I'm like 10 minutes from the studio.
10 minutes away?
Actually, it's 5 minutes in good weather. Quality weather, it's about 10.
Who's home there?
Me.
Just you.
My dogs.
And it, well, okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Good afternoon, and thank you for your patience.
I thought you forgot me.
No, we haven't forgot you at all. Your turn.
Thank you. Robert.
Hello there.
I just thought you'd like to hear of another place your picture has gone.
I would.
My cousin was in the hospital, and her husband brought her the book, and he was looking for it and couldn't find it, and he was really mad thinking somebody has walked off with this Cosmo, and pretty soon the little nun comes down, and she says, Mr. Canada, she said, Dr. So-and-so will be down from surgery in a few minutes, and he said to tell you he has your cosmopolitan.
The nun said that?
The nun told, yes, and we don't know if the nun took a little peek or what, but we thought you'd like to know that it went up to surgery, and what went on there?
Went right into surgery, did it?
It got into surgery.
Yeah, I wish to help they fixed it up.
Okay, I have a question, too.
Okay.
I just read an article in the beauty shop the other day in a movie magazine.
Oh, I don't believe any of that stuff.
Well, I want to know if this is true about the lady at the bar stool.
Lady at the bar stool.
Did you read that?
No, I know this sounds strange, but I don't read fan magazines. What did it say?
Well, it said you walked in and you saw this attractive older lady sitting at the bar stool sipping a drink, and you thought you just sat right next to her and didn't quite know what to say, but she seemed to know, and before you knew it, you had called ahead and said your baggage was delayed and you'd be late. She called her husband and said her plane would be delayed, and you had 24 glorious hours.
Do you know something?
What?
It's a true story.
Is it real?
It happened last night. I wonder how they got it in Prince of Fed. No, it's a true story. It actually happened to me once, and I've often wondered whatever happened to that lady, because I know sometimes she must see this dummy on television and look over, and she's probably got 9 kids now. That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
That was about 12 years ago.
Oh, well, I won't look for any bar stool.
thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right. We got to hurry because time's a-wasting here. Hello there.
Hello.
Yes.
Bert?
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw you the 19th and enjoyed the performance very, very much.
Thank you.
And I have to tell you, I got the magazine last Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And Thursday, as I went to bed, and I walked into the bedroom, there was my husband, posed as you were. He asked me, is this what you like? So we both saw the humor in it. We enjoyed your performance very much. Just thought I'd like to tell you that.
Thank you very much. Tell your husband he's got a great sense of humor.
Oh, he has.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I should have let, you know, I'm just thinking, I should have let Burt Reynolds do a couple of commercials today.
I've never done one.
Gee, it's too bad we don't have any more
commercials. Nobody ever asked me.
Who wrote the Monday night's monologue, incidentally, if I may ask, and I did, anyway?
Well, they have a group of very good writers, as you know, on The Tonight Show, but half of the stuff, myself and Jimmy Hampton, who you met.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jimmy went with me.
Great.
And we wrote, the instructions to the writers were, go and write every rotten thing that every comedian can say about me for doing Cosmopolitan, because I want to beat him to the jump. And that's what I tried to do in the monologue.
If you weren't listening earlier, Bert brought the good news that the ratings for his appearance Monday night, the highest that they have ever been for The Tonight Show with Johnny on NBC. And that is super. I tell you, that's a feather in your cap.
Thank you.
But again, we promised the girls that they'd have a chance to talk to you today. Enough of this gossip. Hello, this is Roy Leonard and Burt Reynolds.
Hi, I'm glad I got a hold of you. My push-button finger's got a cramp in it.
I'm sorry, Don.
I wanted to ask you, I had heard that you were going to do Nobody Likes an Albatross instead of The Rainmaker.
That's right.
And I wanted to know how come you didn't do it, even though I really liked The Rainmaker.
That's a very good question, and I'll tell you why. I was going to do Nobody Loves an Albatross as a movie, because it's never been done. And I had read the script and loved it and thought it was very funny. And then, just before we decided to come here to rehearse, I learned that Lois Nettleton wanted to do a play with me, and I happen to think she's one of the most talented actresses in America.
Yeah.
And there is no part in Nobody Loves an Albatross. Uh-huh. And I said, there's a great part for her in The Rainmaker. Uh-huh. It's a fantastic part. So I switched, if you'll pardon the expression, and we went to The Rainmaker. And I think it probably was a mistake in some ways, because I think that The Rainmaker's a very brash, kind of braggadocio guy, and that really isn't a good part for me to play after the centerfold. But it was a terrific thing for her, because she's brilliant in the show.
Yeah.
She's the best thing in the show. And Albatross would have been more fun for me, but I'm glad for the opportunity to work with her.
Yeah, I also wanted to ask you for my mother, the widow. She wanted to know if you'd like to be my father.
Hmm. How old is your mother?
34.
34?
Yeah.
She fooled around very young, didn't she? How old are you?
Yeah.
How old are you, honey?
I'm 15.
I certainly would like to be your father.
Really? You want my address?
I'm sorry we can't give addresses out over the air as a FCC regulation against that. But you can
really
send it in a plain brown envelope.
I certainly can.
To Burt Reynolds, Arlington Park Theater. Arlington Park, Illinois.
Thank you, daughter.
Thank
Good night.
Bye.
Hello, and thank you for waiting.
Hello.
Hello there.
This is Roy and Bert.
Is this Bert?
Yes, hi there.
Bert, this is a three-way hookup. My teenage son is in the basement on the phone, my teenage daughter is in the dining room on the phone, and I am in the kitchen on the phone.
You're in the kitchen.
So first of all, I wanted to tell you we enjoyed you when you played the Scarlet Pimpernel.
Thank you.
Show. You were fantastic.
Thank
you. We were up and we watched you.
You stole my question.
And the only thing that we bothered me is that your ex-wife, who we've always adored on Laugh-In, seemed to embarrass you, or I was embarrassed for you, and then I found out it really was more or less a put-on, but I just felt bad for you, and I wanted to mother you and caress you and protect you.
Thank God you did it.
And today is our Passover. It starts tonight, and everybody gave you Italian invitations, but there's nothing like coming to a Passover Seder, and how I wish that you were here tonight to really see one.
Thank you.
While you're in Chicago, our hospitality is extended.
You're a very, very nice lady, and that's a very warm invitation, and I really thank you very much.
Bert?
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, I'd like to ask you some. You mentioned on the show that the only reason why you posed was to see if someone asked you to see how it feels to be the symbol of being, you know. So what I want to know is, do you have that urge to pose again? Are you going to ever want to pose?
No, I have lost every urge in my life to expose my body. I go to bed now fully clothed. I slept last night with a coat and tie on. I don't ever want to do it again, ever. And I hope somebody else does it again very soon so that the pressure will be taken off me.
Hi, Bert.
Hi there. Your daughter.
Yeah, this is the daughter.
What's your name?
Pardon?
What's your name?
Roberta.
Hey, Roberta.
Roberta, we got about 20 seconds. That's all the time left.
Give me a 20-second question.
It was fantastic on The Tonight Show.
Thank
you. And I was just wondering how it was working with Carol Burnett and Harvey Korman.
Carol Burnett is, as you may or may not know, is if I had to go to a desert island and could pick one lady, she would be the girl.
Okay, Roberta.
She's super.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye to everybody.
Bye-bye.